Hey girl, hey, welcome to another exciting episode on the Living Cozy podcast. I am your host, Brandy J, and I'm here to bring you all things related to motherhood, lifestyle, faith life, and so much more. On this podcast, we dive deep into various topics that resonate with women from all walks of life. Whether you're a new mom looking for tips and tricks to navigate the challenges of motherhood, or someone seeking inspiration to live your best life, you've come to the right place, girly. Join me as we explore the joys and struggles of motherhood, sharing personal anecdotes, expert advice, and uplifting stories along the way. We'll discuss practical tips on how to create a cozy and nurturing environment for you and your family, while also exploring ways to cultivate a strong faith life that brings you peace and fulfillment. Each episode is packed with valuable insights, interviews with inspiring guests, and thought-provoking discussions that will leave you feeling empowered and motivated. So sit back, relax, and get ready for an enriching journey with Living Cozy Podcast. Don't forget to subscribe and stay tuned for our upcoming episodes. Remember, life is a beautiful journey, and together we can make it even more living cozy. Hey, hey, y'all, I am so full. I'm so excited for today's episode because we're going to talk about love, relationships, and how we incorporate God into our relationships. Just to give you guys a little update, since our last episode, there is a big change in my life, and that is your girl is engaged. I am a fiance. I cannot believe it, y'all. Like, I can believe it, but at the same time, like, I can't believe it. Like, I wish I could rewind that moment back over and over and over. There is not a day since it happened that I don't watch that video where he proposed. It was just so perfect. But before we really get into that, y'all know that I have to start off this episode with prayer. So I'm going to go ahead and open up my Bible app and read today's prayer. God, you are my great provider, and you provide me with opportunities to give generously. Please give me the courage to trust you with every opportunity to live a generous life. I want to wisely manage the money, time, and energy you've given me, so please help me to steward them well. In Jesus' name, amen. Girl, that prayer was right on time, because when I tell y'all I've been planning Jermaine's birthday for Saturday, like, I am literally like spending so much money, and he doesn't like when I spend my money. That's why he's a good man, because he always is like really on me about it. But also, I want to be a giver. Like, I really want this season of my life, this year and beyond, to really focus on giving. But I'm also trying to find that balance of making sure that I am being a good steward over my finances. So that prayer came right on time, and God is not going to ever let me down. He's going to always be there for me. So I needed to hear that, because I want to give generously to all the people in my life, because that's just how, you know, I feel like God made me like that. But anyways, let's get into a little backstory of my relationship. If you don't know, I'm not going to give y'all all the tea, all the information, because I feel like some things should just be, you know, kept to yourself and your spouse. But Jermaine and I met in high school. We dated briefly. I'm not gonna lie, I think I had 4 boyfriends freshman year, but I was always that girl that never did nothing. Like, I just, the most was like a hug and maybe a kiss on the lips. It was nothing crazy. I always kept it cute, but I always, you know, needed somebody new. I needed me a new boo. So I probably had like 4 boyfriends my freshman year when I went to John Marshall. But Jermaine was one of them. And I really don't even remember our relationship like that. Like, I don't remember the details. He remembers more than I do. Like, I have a really bad memory. But it was, I want to say 2009, 2010 school year, something like that. He was always a grade above me. And after I left that school, I pretty much forgot about mainly everybody in that school, unless we were like friends. But it wasn't until we met back up. Well, we didn't meet back up, but we started talking on Instagram. I think I slid up on his story. Something funny was happening. This lady was talking about his car. And I was like, yeah, she wants you, or something like that. But I wasn't thinking nothing of it, because I was actually talking to somebody that I liked at the time, and I wasn't thinking about messing with nobody else, especially because it was during the pandemic. So he wrote back, and he was laughing about it, but then it seemed like he wanted to continue the conversation. So I was like in a space where I'm like, well, I asked him, like, what do you want my number for? Like, is it just gonna sit in your phone book? Like, or not phone book, we is not in 1994. Like, do you want my number to just sit there? Or like, what do you want to do? Like, are you trying to be my friend or more? Because I don't have time for, I just didn't have time. That was the space that I was in. And he was pretty straightforward. He was like, I want to get to know you. I want to be more than friends. So we just started texting. And then he was like, we should like meet up or whatever. But it was during the pandemic, y'all. Like, everything was closed. Girls can't get their hair done. Nails, eyebrows, like, it was, you know, it was coming up on that time where it was time for me to get some stuff done. So I was just like, you're gonna have to come to me. So I told him to meet me at this park or whatever, which was like, it was really close to my house, but it was far for him, probably about 30, 35 minutes, 40, I don't know, probably far. But we met up, and it was like a trail that I like to walk, and you know, those trails where you could count your miles and stuff. That's what it was. And we were walking for so long. We were walking for 3 hours, just talking, getting to know each other, catching up. And it just felt so good. That was like probably one of my best moments with him besides the proposal, because like, we didn't know each other as adults and we were trying to get to know each other, but we lost track of time because we were talking and walking, and it just felt so good. And then I always tell myself, after I leave a date or, you know, from meeting up with a guy, if they text me first, depending on how long they wait, that's how I know, like, we in there, you know, bagged and tagged. So I left, he left, and he texted me as soon as I got in the car, baby, and sent me some hard eyes. And I was like, oh yeah, he's mine. But then, like, we ended up meeting up again that same week. This is in the beginning of the week. Let's just say it's like Monday. And then he was like, can I come over Friday? And I was like, at first I was a little hesitant in my head, because I'm like, I really don't like having people in my house or whatever. But I knew him from school and stuff, so it wasn't like a complete stranger. So I did let him come in. Of course, I'm not going to teach my daughters that. But he came over. We ended up going to go get some Mexican food, like takeout. And we were trying to watch Love Jones, but he was not into, he's not a movie person at all. Like, I have to force him to watch movies unless it's like action or drama, gangster stuff. That's what he likes. But I put on my favorite movie, Love Jones, and you know, that was that. And from that day forward, we never left each other. He never left my apartment. Like, he literally lives here to that day, since that day. So do I recommend that? Absolutely not. Just looking back on it, it was such a crazy thing to do, but we were so in love. We did not want to separate. And when he did go back to where he was staying at, or his place, it was like, I was with him too. So we were like we were all up on each other, y'all. Like, we didn't have no space. We were that much in love. And of course, do I recommend shacking up and all that? I talk about this in my TikTok a lot because I learned a lot from it. And I feel like when you do things out of order from what God says, things in your house will become chaotic. And we definitely learned that. Like, we weren't able to really date each other the way we wanted to. First of all, it was during the pandemic, so we didn't really go on dates like we wanted to. And then we got pregnant really fast. We got pregnant. Ooh, I would not condone this, y'all. If my daughters did this, I would be so mad. But we got pregnant. Let's see. We met up around, like, we met up in the beginning of April 2020. I got pregnant in June. Girl, I do not recommend that. I do not. That is wild. But it just so happened to work out for us. We did go through a lot of ups and downs where we both was done with each other. Like, this ain't it. You ain't for me. Like, we had those moments for sure. Like any other couple, y'all go through y'all ups and downs. But we figured it out. We fought it through, baby. We fought it through. A lot of prayer. A lot of conversations. And it's going to be times where I know we're going to have to have conversations, the hard conversations. But I don't know, y'all. Like, it was such a crazy thing to even think about. Like, my mindset today is so much different than what it was back then. Because me looking back on the old Brandy, like, girl, why did you do that? Like, I feel like what I can say is, I feel like if we would have maybe waited to move in with each other until obviously we were married, we would have had more opportunity to get to know each other better and date each other and like still be in that honeymoon phase longer. But we were forced to kind of like really grow up, like be real, you know, mommy daddy type. So we weren't able to get into our dating bag as much as we like. Well, we went on dates. I would say traveling bag. I feel like when you travel with your loved one, it's a game changer. So we did do, I think our first vacation together was a baby moon, and I absolutely recommend that. Although I was a little tired, I was in my second trimester, so I wasn't like sick or anything, but I was definitely tired. But I had a great time. We went to Miami. But like I said, I feel like when you're actually able to date your partner and do things without having to worry about pregnancy or babies and things like that, it's a little bit more, it's fun. So we had to go through that and just kind of figure out how we can love on each other more. Even though we have a daughter, we had to figure out how we can incorporate date nights and stuff. And luckily at her daycare, they have things every month where you can drop your kid off from like 5 to 10 or 6 to 11 and you can go out and have a date night. And I really appreciate that because we do be needing that. But that's just a little background. We ended up having our daughter Taj on Valentine's Day of 2021, and she changed our lives for the better. Especially me, like I look at life different. Well, for me, I looked at life totally different. Like my perspective shifted as far as like partying and letting people in my life that shouldn't be and entertaining people. That shifted when my mom passed, when I finally could see clearer, I guess. And then when I had my daughter, things kind of really changed for me. And then with him, I can just tell, like, the way he loves on our daughter, he, like, his life has changed, drastically, that's the right word. But we've been trucking it out. We've been really, like, making it work because, like I said, we had our moments where we were so done with each other and we just couldn't let each other go. We just couldn't. And let's get into the whole marriage conversation, because as I got closer to God, I noticed, I'm like, boy, I'm not finna be nobody baby mama, especially because I got pregnant again. And I'm not gonna lie, I was a little disappointed at my actions, because both of our actions, because I definitely wanted to be married before I even had children. That was always something on my, you know, something I had to do, but obviously it didn't happen the first time. So I'm like, the second time, I'm not gonna be a baby mama with two kids. Like, no, even though we were in a relationship, I'm still a baby mama. Like, if something happened to you, I have no say so in that. You know what I'm saying? Like, I have no say so. So, God forbid. But I just didn't like that at all. I'm just like, this is not me. I'm not meant to be nobody's baby mama. I am wifey material. And we used to have the conversations, and I do urge couples to have conversations about marriage, like early on, even before you actually start dating somebody, like ask them their perspective on marriage and what they think. Because if you have one plan to get married and they don't, or even kids as well, like that could be a non-negotiable. It is a non-negotiable for me, but or a game changer, or it could kill everything. But we talked about marriage. He did want to get married, but I just felt like he didn't understand the importance of it, because it was times in the beginning of a relationship where he would just bring up what a lot of guys bring up who don't have any idea about the sacredness of marriage. He would talk about, oh, this piece of paper, I don't want the government. Like, you know how some dudes get about marriage, like where it's like, dude, it ain't even about that. This is about a unity. This is what God wants for us. Like, he's not gonna bless our household, he's not gonna bless our relationship or our kids if we keep doing things out of order. Like, I wanted him to really get heavy into his word when it came up to marriage, because we so used to the pattern from generations of people not getting married or getting married after they already had kids and stuff, that things are so chaotic, we think that it's normal when it's not. And I was like, I want to show my daughters that, you know, she can live in they can live in healthy households with a mom and a dad, a wife and a husband, like, that loves each other so much. I want them to see that. I want them to grow up with that. So it was very important for me to really have those conversations with him, because I told him, I'm like, pretty much, if you ain't gonna, you know, get off the pot, you know, if you ain't gonna do that, then get off the pot, because I am wifey material. And I need my daughter to see me in wife mode so they can know, like, that's what they want to be, a wife. So he definitely understood that. And at some points, he didn't like having a conversation because I felt like he would be like, you don't know what I got planned. Why you keep bringing it up? And I'm like, all right, you got it. But I just want you to know how important this is to me. And I let it go for some maybe months, years. I don't know. But when it came down to it, I did vlog because I just knew something was coming. Like, I felt a shift. I felt the energy shift. I felt him getting closer to God. And I just, something just told me something is about to happen. And I would always pray, because when we did get into our arguments or debates about things, I just had to throw in the towel. There's no point in going back and forth when y'all have two totally different viewpoints on things. It's just agree to disagree, love each other, submit, and then just, you know, wash your hands with it. But I got to a point where I'm just like, you know what? Even if I have a problem with him, I'm not going to bring it up. That's not the first thing I'm going to do. I'm going to talk to God about it. I'm going to pray that God fixes his heart's posture. And that prayer has helped me so much. I pray it every day. Fix his heart's posture. Help him to get closer to you. Help him to be the man you want him to be, Lord. Make him more Christ-like. That prayer, baby, it changed. Like, just looking back on those moments where I desperately needed God to really work in his heart, and he's still doing that, the shift definitely works. So when you see people like Sierra, whoever else got a really good husband or a really great wife, them prayers really be working, because he slowly but surely was asking me to watch church. He slowly but surely was asking me to go to church. Slowly but surely was asking me random questions throughout the day. He called me, like, asking me questions about God and the Bible and stuff like that. And I'm like, I see you, God. But let's move into how the proposal and stuff went down, and how I had some ideas. Okay, so basically this is how I believed that I was going to get proposed to. I dropped off Taj one day. This is before Christmas. I dropped Taj off at daycare, and it's like 9 in the morning. He calls me urgently. What size ring are you? And I'm like, I don't know. You know all those details. Like, he knows all my measurements. He knows ring sizes. He knows me more than me. Okay, he knows all that. I'm like, I don't know. You know that. So he was like, all right, go get measured right now. Girl, it's 9 o'clock in the morning. Where am I going to get measured? The mall doesn't open yet. The outlet isn't open yet. It's 9 o'clock. So I'm like, well, nothing's open. So he was like, go to Pandora and get that little ring measure thing. I'm like, it's not open right now. He was like, okay, well, go to the outlet and go somewhere, go get measured. So I did, and they were like, yeah, you're size 7. And that's what I was before I was pregnant too, so I wasn't really worried about, you know, how people were like, don't get a ring when you're pregnant because your fingers are swollen and blah blah blah. And so I was a 7, and they were like, oh, that's great, because we have nothing but 7s. And I told him that. And later that day, he went to, I don't know where he went. I think he went to go look at rings. His argument, or his little cover up, was that it was going to be a promise ring. But I'm like, boy, we are past promises. Okay, we already got 2 kids. We are on wedding ring. Okay, we are not, no. So I wasn't buying it, but I was just going along with it. And I just felt like he was going to propose for Christmas, because we went down to North Carolina to visit my dad. And I'm like, of course he would do it in front of my dad. That would be perfect. And I told him I wanted something intimate. I'm like, I don't care if it's just me and you propose. Like, this is our union. This is our relationship. This will be our marriage. I don't care to have other people around us when we have such, like, sacred moments. And that's what I thought it was going to be. I thought it was just going to be my dad and my sisters and him and me and Taj. And so, fast forward to when he went to the jewelry store. He was gone for hours, y'all, like hours. And he came back. I'm like, so did you see anything? And he was like, they didn't have your size. Mind you, earlier I went and he was like, we have nothing but 7s. He was like, they didn't have 7s. That was another red flag. I was like, okay, something ain't lining up. And then he would just like play around with my fingers to like try to size it up. And I was like, this man has to propose to me. And then he kept saying, I don't know why you got me all these gifts for Christmas. You only got one gift. you only got one gift. I'm like, yep, it's my ring. So we down there in North Carolina, and it's Christmas Day. I'm like, the time, nobody's acting any type of way, like, out of the ordinary. It's just like, I don't know. It's just, it's regular. Meanwhile, I'm like, let me at least, you know, do something with myself, because I was not feeling good at all that whole trip. Like, I was feeling extra pregnant, but in, like, the first trimester of pregnancy, tired, nauseous, all of that. But I'm just like, okay, he not gonna propose now. But something else he did, him and my dad went out a couple times, and I'm like, maybe they gonna go have that conversation. That was what really made me feel like, yep, this is gonna happen, whether it happened here or whether it happened another day. I knew it was coming soon. So sorry y'all, my voice is like in and out. I don't know what's going on, but just bear with me. But we ended up leaving North Carolina. I was like, okay, maybe he'll do it for the baby shower. And if you follow me on social media, you know I vlogged this whole thing, and I told y'all, I was like, maybe he'll do it at the baby shower. So the baby shower day comes, and he does his speech, and he's thanking everybody, and then he calls me over, and I'm like, okay, this is it. And if you haven't seen it, please go to my social media pages on TikTok or Instagram. Probably TikTok, because that's where the whole speech is. I'll have my information in the description. But girl, when I tell you, everybody was crying. He was crying before he even really got into his speech, and that's what made me cry, because he was really in tune with his emotions, and you could tell that he really loves me. So that really made me cry. Like, his speech was so beautiful. Like, I would make it my alarm clock every morning. It was amazing. He talked about how he's getting closer to God and stuff like that, and I'm just like, ooh, child. And everybody on the internet was like, I'm crying, this is so beautiful. But I just, when I seen that ring, baby, I was not expecting this ring. The ring is beautiful. He did an amazing job. It is gorgeous. Like, I just look at it every single day. Like, I cannot believe I'm engaged. Like, this is crazy to me, y'all. But I learned so much. Like, this is the moment that I had been waiting for. Like, every argument, every debate, all of it was worth it. It was worth it because we grew closer together. We love each other so much. I think in that moment, I felt even more in love with him because he was so vulnerable in front of everybody. He wasn't trying to be hard, none of that. He just felt, I don't know. It was amazing. I just love him so much. Like, I'm really a fiance. Yeah, I cannot believe it. I'm a whole fiance. Like, what? Like, hold on, I gotta check with my fiance. Like, no boyfriend. Like, I used to despise saying boyfriend, because I'm like, we got two kids, like, basically, well, one kid on the way. I'm walking around with no ring, talk about my boyfriend. Like, that's not my vibe. And that's no shade to nobody, but that's not what I wanted for myself. But now we upgraded. I could say my fiance, and it just feels so good. But oh my goodness, y'all, it was perfect. Perfect. So if I could give any advice, pray. That's the only thing I could say. That's the only thing I will say. Pray. And God will give you your answer. He will give you what you need exactly when you need it. Because when I tell you, he came through for me. Oh my God. It makes me emotional every time thinking about it. It really does. And now it's just like, I feel like a whole different woman. Like, I'm really channeling my inner wife. Like, I gotta make sure my man eat, my baby eat. I make sure that happens all the time. But now it's just like, I gotta make sure the meal is ready when he's home. Gotta make sure the house is. Before I didn't feel super obligated to do all that stuff, because I'm like, if I give it to him now, he ain't gonna want it later as far as being a wife. Like, he gonna be too comfortable. So it was certain things that I would hold back on. It definitely was, but I know I'm not a wife yet, but it's definitely given me the practice to make sure that I am on my routines, making sure that I'm not lazy, making sure that I'm organized and stuff like that. So I'm just so happy. I really don't know. I'm just, y'all, as you can see, I'm lost for words, but I really wanted to just remind y'all what the Bible says about love. If you look at 1 Corinthians 13:4-7, it says, love is patient, love is kind, it does not envy, it does not boast, it is not proud, it does not dishonor others, it is not self-seeking, it is not easily angered, it keeps no record of wrongs. Love does not delight in evil, but rejoices with truth. It always protects, always trusts, always hopes, always perseveres. This passage teaches us about the nature of love and how we should express it towards others. And then if you look at John 3:16, this is the greatest love. It says, "For God so loved the world that he gave his one and only son, that whoever believes in him shall not perish, but have eternal life." And that just shows us the ultimate expression of love through the sacrifice of Jesus for the salvation of humanity. And love is just, God is love. That is simply put, God is love. And I couldn't be happier. My heart couldn't be more full. I'm excited. And I'm excited about everything, like planning the wedding and all that. But I'm super grateful for whoever was there. Like, I know sometimes we stress, like when people say, I can't make it. But I feel like everybody that was supposed to be there in that moment was there. Like everybody that made it, I'm grateful for them, because they didn't have to be there, but they were. And I feel like God placed them in that room for a reason. So I thank everybody that was able to witness this moment with us. It was the most beautiful moment of my life. And I thank God. I really do. So I know this is a little bit shorter than what my regular episodes are, but I just wanted to kind of give y'all like a brief summary of who I am and who my fiance is. Well, you don't know who he is, but I just kind of want to give you a backstory of our relationship and then update you on the fact that I am engaged. And I just wanted to let y'all know that y'all are hearing more content or have more podcast episodes on like relationships and love and like just whole process of being married and stuff and the whole process of planning a wedding on here. I just wanted to give y'all like a brief little backstory and let y'all know that I'm engaged. I'm probably gonna say that a lot, girl. But I just want to say thank you so much for joining me on this personal journey of love and relationships and being able to share my engagement story and the lessons I've learned. It has truly been special. Remember, incorporating faith and love as guided by the wisdom in the Bible has been the cornerstone of my relationship, and I pray that you do the same as well. If you enjoyed this episode, don't forget to follow the podcast, rate it, and stay tuned for more heartfelt discussions. Your support means the world, and I can't wait to continue this journey together. I release fresh and exciting episodes every week, specifically on Thursdays. And last but not least, make sure to follow me on all social media platforms to stay connected and get all the latest news and content. Thanks for cozying up and engaging with me. And just remember, while I love you a lot, God's love for you is immeasurable. This is Brandy J signing off.